Holding Nunbeis Amabeis, two dats. Omer Belozer Beb Tzadik. Ma'isib Baskayin Shazin. The Mishnah said a story with
Rabbi Yosef, no?
What?
Where?
Omer Belozer Beb Tzadik. Right? So the Mishnah said a story with the Mishnah had a machlekes with Tzreif. Tumah Da'amim held that Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda said that you put something in his mouth, psila shel eva, and he burns his inside, and then that's how we kill him. But as Tzadik said, no, there was a story that they killed him literally with branches, and they just burnt him regular.
He did the wrong thing.
That's what they told. The Chum told him, but Lazar, it was the wrong thing. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, bezin shel tzedukim, it was a bezin of tzedukim because they didn't dash in the gzeir shava, and therefore. And therefore, that was the problem. Look, the Gemara, Hachi Amalu v'Hachi Adulai. This is what they said, and this is what they answered. Iva Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Omer Belazar Bar Tzadik, Zechurni, I remember, Kshiisi Tinik, when I was a child, Umurkiv Al Ksefer, Shal Abba, my father carried me on his shoulders, Aviyu Baskayan Shazinsa, and they brought a Baskayan that was Mizana, Vikifu Chavilez Maris V'Safu, and they surrounded her with branches, and they burnt her. So this is the story. Amrulai, and they told me, you were a child, and we don't bring you right from a cotton. So the Mishnah says one story, and here's another story. What was the real story? They're both true. There were two stories. Which one was said first? If the Mishnahs were said first, Amaluk Shugadol, when he was a gadol, he said, and they didn't listen to him. Amaluk shukatan v'ashkubay. He repeated his story, and he said, "Oh, it happened when I was a katan also. If they didn't listen when he was a gadol, they should listen when he was a katan." Hello, amaluhu bereisha. Ha amaluhu bereisha. The Gemara's case, the katan was bereisha v'amulay, and they told him, "Katan is, you were katan. That's why we're not listening to you." V'amaluhu. So he said, "Okay, I have another story for you." Shugadl. I have a story when I was a gadol also it happened. No, and which means they would stook him, like we just saw in the Gemara before, and therefore that's why they weren't listened to.
So in the Maskana of the Gemara, the first story never happened because he was a gadol?
Happened not, but we don't trust the cop. We don't trust.
No, but now if it did happen, then what's the justification for that? How did they do that?
Same thing. They would stook him also.
Where does it say that?
It doesn't say that, but. If you tell me cotton right away, I'll tell you. Stop.
No, I could disqualify that it's not a rye for the future because you were a cotton at the time. But if you're saying the story is true, Lamai said, the Gemara's going down, that it's true. So what's the reason they did attack it?
Same reason why they didn't want to go.
We don't know.
No, but the Gadol, we have a reason because it was Sedukim.
One second. Lamai said, we argue when you're a Gadol, we argue.
You say maybe it's not true.
Right.
But we're going with the Hanukkah that it's true because we're saying there's two stories. On the Tzad that it's true, on the other case, he was able to tell me that they were Tzadukim. So what they did was wrong. But in this case, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, he said he was on his father, so he saw it happening. At that point, nobody corrected that it was wrong.
What do you mean no one corrected? What do you mean?
The Gemara doesn't discuss that maybe it was wrong what
Gemara
they did.
The Gemara doesn't even need it. The Gemara says, I don't get the first base. The whole story.
So it may have never happened.
May have never happened. And if you're going to tell me it happened...
So the second story tells that the first story happened?
The second story doesn't say it was happened.
Well, it's the same
best
and the same person, right?
Same outcome. There were two stories, and one story you say was a cop, and one story you say the mission.
One story happened,
right? Right, one story you say it's Duke. So, Gemara say, no, first thing, Gemara had a kasha. Gemara says, what do you mean? We see that the mission is not true, the story was a different story, and we told him he was a cop. So, Gemara, no, there were two stories. One was a cotton, one was a god. When we was a cotton, we told them, same person, it wasn't a tzaddik, saw two things.
So how come no one knew about it? It wasn't the coal when they burned the Maskayan?
I have no idea, it was in Chinatown, I don't know, it was a town of Tzedukim.
Tzedukim's stammer was mostly in Shuai.
Okay, whatever, it wasn't so.
There's no problem with bringing your son to public safety.
Oh. Maybe they're walking by, so. Zag the Mishnah. Mitzvah Zanai Rogan. So we did now Skila and Sefer, now up the site. How do we kill Nayogan Asayef? How do we do that? The guy would stand up straight, boom, knock off his head, like the Malchus does.
The Malchus does it with an axe.
Okay, this is a sword.
Stand up?
That's what we see. Have you done a Nivalu? This is the Nivalu. This is, you can't do this. This is not covet. Why? So Rashi explains, because he's standing straight, and boom, he falls down. It's not covet that a person should fall. It's not a nice thing to do. So what does it say to do? He lays down on a piece of wood, and the kaitzitz bekufitz. You don't cut with a sword. Two things he says different. First of all, he's laying, so you don't see him plop down. And also, you cut him with a kufitz. It's not a sword.
Axe.
It's an axe. Like you chop meat. Amaloi, ain't misim in a valis mezufa. Chacham said, this is even worse. You're treating him like an animal. So we have machlaikis. What's worse? What's manuva? Tani. Amalan, Rabbi Yehuda lechacham. The Chacham told Rabbi Yehuda, af ani yodea shemisa menavelasi. I know that this misa is menavelasi. I agree with you. I agree that my misa is not a good misa. The Torah says, don't do anything the Goyim do. How did the Goyim kill someone? By the person standing and chop off his head. So Mela, don't do it.
That changed.
Very good. It's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Menavelis. Very good kasha. Okay. So Tais is Balu Ikasha. One second. So okay, that's a good kasha. Well, let's understand what's going on. What? Chesem l'selecho means don't kill the way the Goyim kill. So Goyim kill through this type of Misa, Chacham's type of Misa, a person standing, they knock off his head. So don't kill like that. V'rabbanan, what do they do? Kivan d'chsiv, sayiv b'raisa, lo minayik gamina. Since the Misa, it says in the Torah, you kill him with a sword. So now the Goyim also kill him with a sword. So we're not doing it because the Goyim do it. We're doing it because the Torah tells us to do it. It's a big yisayid of Chesem l'selecho. There are people today that want to say, you know how to give Hanukkah presents. Because where does it come from? It comes from Kratzmach. Give money, but not presents. So, Shabbos, they're right or not? You're doing it because the guy, Tarot says, that we're doing it because we did it for 2,000 years? Maybe.
Do we have him a car?
That's Shabbos. But Akapanim, it means even though you're doing the same thing as the Goyim, but if you're not doing it for that reason, then it's mutter. Now, it could be that it's not just, that means, are we doing exactly what the Goyim are doing?
Saying we eat and they eat.
Yeah, right. We do things that they, right. We get dressed and they get dressed. We eat, we do many things that they do. Shuas with the flowers is a big thing, yeah. If it came before or not, right? If it comes from... And the guy, that's what the guy says not to do it. The guy says not to do in the shul flowers because it comes from the guy. Sam listen lechu, and don't put in the shul flowers. You're not so many midrashim. That's what pasha. Either it's flowers or trees. Shaz what the guy is going to connect. It's all shaz. But I'm saying, so we have to find the makar before the Goyim started in order to do what they're doing. So over here we found the makar that it says, so what are what's the machlaikis? Rabbi Yehuda says it's including Chesem l'selecho. Chacham hold it's not including. What's the machlaikis? So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold?
The Torah existed before the Bria existed.
Over here it's klar, right. I'm saying, so what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? No, any resemblance of Goyim,
stay away from. You want to stay away from.
Any resemblance. Shinu l'shainim, shinu
mabusham, shinu... If they switch to something, we switch out.
What?
Who would say, they switch and start, they start wearing shinaim, but we stop wearing shinaim.
Yeah.
The rise from Atzeva, the Torah from Atzeva. And the first one who did it was Yaakov.
Okay, I knew.
So you see that the Torah is back.
So you have to know when to say that, you know, we don't do what... What?
At what point do you say
No, so anything that we have before, that's what the Gemara is saying now. And most things we have from... Yeah, it's that. We pass the Chum. Most things we have from way back. We have
there's
before
that. There's also a point to us doing what they do, but we do it differently. Oh. We have a court, but we have a proper justice system.
On a Behudah, very shvah. Yeah. Very shvah. That's what we're asking. Everything they do and we do, what's considered a...
The problem is the guardian was chopping off heads with axes on the stand afterwards. They didn't use Zayho.
Okay. Zok Tamar, the Mar brings a riot that this has to be. We burn anything of the bed of a melech, we burn that no one should be after he dies. No one should have enough of it. Well, it's Kalim. But let me dark at my Hechisafina, and how do we burn it? The Goyim do this. So how do we burn the Nechasim of the king? Since it says Sreifim in Atayra. The chsiv u'misraf es avesecha doesn't mean literally Natayya. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. We burnt our fathers, who was a king, Nechazim. La minayker, you're not learning that stuff from there. V'achanami, given the chsiv sa'i b'ray, so la minayker, aminon, we have it before. Zok Gemara, okay.
The burning of it, the problem is the tears. The fact that he can't marry his wife ever again, that doesn't bother him. Anything that...
I don't know if the guy did that. The burning is what he did. Okay. Fine. This is what we learned in the next pack. Who gets killed? Besayif. Nerogin and Saif. Someone who kills Anche and Nidachas. So how do we know that Bishlami Nidachas Sivahu Lefichayif? We know you get killed with a sword. It says Klaus sword. Other Tzech, we know how Nerogin gets killed with a sword. The Tanyan, everything more, the Tanyan, knock him, you knock him. Nakima zu any idea now. I don't know what Nakima means. Shu'aima bevesi aleichem chayav nakem as the kamber is. So by Yitzchak it says Nakima. I don't know what type it means. Since it says next to chayav, it says noikim. Avayimin Nakima zu saif. So obviously Nakima means saif. Fine. Shad is like this. It's not to think of it. It's not a shad for now. It's food for thought. But for Shabbos. You mechaya do anything chilo Shabbos for someone's life. You do anything, right? It's not called chilo Shabbos. I had there was a guy that called me up at Shabbos with a bunch of shaylos. His kidnap because a terrible case of anemachas. So they're doing some treatments, and every 4 hours he needs to change all his clothing, new blankets, and everything. So a kid only likes one blanket. So the shaylos only likes one blanket. So he was asking me that the you nurse wash. Till they wash it, you know, mishlaptach, he'll run and wash it, take a minute, you know, he'll run into the washing machine if he's allowed to do it. Or if he's allowed to cook food, the kid wants that moment food, so he's allowed to cook the bread. So it's pasha, that's not chil Shabbos, that's kiddush Shabbos, right? So again, for someone's life, you're allowed to do whatever you want on Shabbos. And if you mechal Shabbos, you get skila. Killing someone, you only get saif. How does that make sense? We see a person's life is much more chama than Shabbos.
It's not more chama. It's not called Chil Shabbos. It's not called Chil Shabbos.
But okay, that's all Lamda should tell you. At the end of the day, your ladder do for someone's life, your ladder, that means life is much more important than Shabbos. Call it Hodja, call it Chuy, whatever you want. So how could it be that Chil Shabbos you get skila?
We said earlier that we don't know the which misses more chamer.
No, we do.
And then we say we have no makarta. What's
no? But we know what the Torah gives you, and that's where we know it's more chamer. And for killing someone, you only get tzayir. You would think killing someone. No, with kasha. Okay.
No.
Shabbos, the fact that it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos, Shabbos is more common. Why do you kill it? In order to have it more Shabbos.
So?
So you're asking what? So it's higher. Shabbos is really higher. That far doesn't work because you know he's going to die before next Shabbos, and you know you can't be able to keep your Shabbos, and you still do it.
with all the kilos, you only get, you get skila. No, I'm saying over here, I'm killing
so,
someone.
So can you, all those kilos make it much more heavy.
Okay. I'm just being a Ryan now. Okay, fine. Yeah, Zakti Gemara. So now we know that Ritzeach gets Saif. Practically, Gemara, the aim of the bar is like Mivriz. Maybe you don't kill him with a sword, you knock an axe right into his body. Like you chat, like you knock something into barrel. So the Ma'alaf Yicharev, it says you do it with a sword, which means there's two sides to the sword. That means you're cutting. It's not chopping, it's cutting. It says Chayev. Oh, because it means you're using a sword.
They want you
cutting.
No, Ma'alaf Kashis do like the Japanese do. No, stab in the stomach.
Right. That's what he said. They don't, you like chop.
No, instead of chop, stab.
Charev is in a lashon of slicing, physically right. Slicing off. Right. Another way would be stabbing somebody.
Zak the Gemara, the aim of the Avod like Gistera. Okay, very technical. Maybe cut him this way, in half. everything has to be with a din. So what does it mean, bar lemisa yafa? Who says chopping off his head is better than that? Because you die quicker.
The body's a maneuver.
Because you die quicker.
You die quicker if he gets chopped in half. No. The problem is it'll be maneuver.
Chopped in half doesn't mean the stomach. It means cutting him like this.
Right.
He doesn't die quicker. The kind of a veshet is the quickest die.
If they chop
them lengthwise, I'm not saying myself.
If they chop them lengthwise, then
until they get to his throat, they have to go through his head.
You know about nibble?
And
then you chop his head, you guys.
It takes longer.
Okay, we're gonna have to get some detail. Yeah. Okay.
If they chop,
we're drinking.
He'll die faster than.
No, it's not true. It's not true.
Why? If his brain is gone, they get his spine.
Okay. Yeah, talk to Gemara. So the kids, so after Ech Kamecha, the Gemara Ashkan the Katal Avda. Here we see the case of Nakam. Yenakam was talking about that you kill if someone killed his Evet, so we kill him. So we know that if you kill your Evet, you get Becheret. But Ba'achayim and all, a person that's a regular person, how do you know? It just says Misa Stam. It doesn't say Nakam Yenakam. How do you know that you get Saif?
So you know Misa, obviously.
Yeah, we know Misa, but how do you know Saif? As a Gemara, Vlav Kal V'chaymu, Katal Avda, if you kill your Eved, who you have some bilis over, so you would think somewhat you're allowed to kill him, so over there you get Misaif, B'chayim, B'chenek. B'chayim, should you get Chenek, something which is lighter? Honey, Chazak Dema, L'manah M'chenek, L'manah M'chenek, come here, kill him, Eima, and M'chalek is of Shimon Yabana. If you hold chenek as mochama for cat, maybe you should give a person chenek. So the more nafkalim in the Tanya, va'ata tevaya adam anokim mikibach. Get rid of the dam anokim mikibach. Hukshu kol shev chedam la'egla rufa. Ma'alal, egla rufa, you know what it is. It means that we don't know who killed this person, so we bring a behema. Egla rufa, we kill the egla rufa. Ma'alal and besayif and atzava, just like you killed the egla rufa. How do you kill it? Besayev minatzava, avkam besayev minatzava. So tovi, kill him with sword, minatzava.
I thought the egla rufa they did with an axe.
Oh, the gemara, imal alam kufa tuma mol ayiv. It's not true. The egla rufa you kill with an axe, and from the back, not from the front. Avkam kufa tuma mol ayiv. So tovi, you should kill the person with the kufa's axe and from his back. Gemara nachem amavu amakom. After yachmech a bar lemisa yafem, kill him with a good misa, which means. With a misa that he dies right away. If you kill him from the back, it's not as. It takes another second.
Which means you know Saif, but then you change it around to the front.
Right. That means because the front, you get killed quicker, it's kind of a vesh. Saif Magarufa, but.
The Yad Ramon learns it's not because it's quicker, it's because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
The other misas were not so concerned about this.
Sure. You always say about the misa.
Yeah, I'm saying we're using kind of vesh.
There's pulling, so what he's supposed to do, but
with
Saif.
It's a Saif.
Yeah. Zog to Mavai, Zog to Mishan. Mitzvah Zanach Naka. Okay, so we did all three, now holding by the fourth. Choking. If you put him in a Zevel, in garbage.
Why would
the heaven was a manure pile?
Okay, no.
Why,
yeah.
Why that for manure? Why
would the drachma have a dachina? What happened? Let me see off.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
The Shana has that. You can put him in sand.
Put him in sand. The Shana has the kasha.
Maybe the
Matthias
did it.
What?
Maybe the Matthias did it.
It holds him stronger. Zevel is stronger than sand?
Sand you can move around in. Zevel is hard to move around in.
Yeah. No, if you put it in the sand. It should be the same.
They're showing him as the kasha. What does the Adama say? Adama is bothered with this kasha.
Basically, I don't know what he says, but Pasha, if it's in a smelly pile,
you say what he's,
less like, he's less likely to be struggling.
It's certainly not a punishment, but it's not certainly not a way to give him more punishment.
No, forget it. It's to hold him down that he shouldn't. The nice and Suda Kasha Secher Yaakov, we saw this yesterday by Sreifa. You put a Suda Kasha into, but you put a hard Suda into a soft one. V'karech al tzavarei. You tie it around his neck, this towel, and each one pulls towards him. Which obviously doesn't take that long.
I'm going to say less
chomer
than
Sai. Yeah.
Seems like something.
Okay. Zokti Maratana Rabbana. Ish, over there, this is where it says this, we can learn out, this is Chenek. It says by Znus. It says, Ish is a yinif, it's Ish is Ish. So Ish, we learn out, prat the cotton. The cotton doesn't get this, Misa. Ash a yinif is Ish is Ish. You mezana with someone's wife. Prat the Ish is cotton, a wife of a cotton. Ish, of a god. Ish is a eyu, a wife of your friend. Prat the Ish is a chayim, Isha of a...
How does
the
cotton,
isha of a,
have,
of
a, have an Isha?
Right. That's, there's no kedushin, right?
Oh, that's what Rashi says. Ashmi'ino from here, you see the cotton ain't the kedushin.
But there are two cases in the Torah that they does have. Yibum, Ventes, if you're not Mamayitim.
Okay.
And the second case is Yiyud.
Yeah, it's a Taisa Bizvit.
So you asked and answered your own question.
Yeah.
that's my Torah. I want to know what the real Torah is. Oy
vey, yeah.
The Yadama answers.
Well, this cash, I told you example, yeah.
He's going to go to the bathroom and then get it off. So by that's my niece, where they have a couple of minutes while the execution. By the sword, they don't have to do it because it goes right away. But here, since
we
so that's what
the
so you're spearing his own embarrassment.
Yeah.
He's
going
to be embarrassed.
Yeah. There's other truths, but that's the other answer. So now, it says in the Pasuk, Mois Yumas. So that means Chanak. How do we know that?
So what's the
question? Maybe a different one. How do we know Chanak? It doesn't say Chanak. It says Mois Yumas. Amrit, kol makom shenema misa b'tayra stam. You can't give him something which is worse. Elok, you give him the easiest one. It doesn't tell you stam nisa. You give him the easiest one. So obviously, this is only the chacham that hold. Chenek is the easiest. No option. No, not because kala, and we'll say that that's going to be upshimin. Elok kol misa amur b'tayr stam en el chenek. Every misa that says in the tayr chenek. Why? He didn't answer his question. So Rabbi explains. Ma misa b'dei shemayim. V'nam misa b'dei adam. It says misa b'dei shemayim. It says misa b'dei adam. Ma misa amur b'dei shemayim misa. She'ein b'raishim. Just like misa b'dei shemayim. Has a person die? He just dies, right? His body is intact and he dies. Av misa amur b'dei adam. Misa she'ein b'raishim. So too, misa amur b'dei adam. There's no raishim. Now, which misa is no raishim? Skila, the she'ein b'raishim is... Is a Rashi, he's stoned. Saif is his head is out. Oh, right. The Gemara of Amos Shreifa, like we learned yesterday, Medama Achwana. Oh, no. Saif, we learned yesterday that the whole thing was you don't burn the body.
Same way.
He's just burned the inside.
That character is less of a burden because here you have to go further.
On the inside.
You can't see it.
There's less of Rashi over here. But there's less Rishon by Sreifa on the outside than by Saif.
No, the Mechanic.
The Mechanic, because you have to go even harder by Mechanic.
If
they had Kanarach. And that's the insert.
Choked him.
Right, so I'm saying there's a drop. If anything, there's less by Sreifa.
Okay.
When they talk him, his eyes wind up bulging.
Okay, you know, too many details. If Baskayin gets Sreifa, he would do Metznus. So Baskayin gets Sreifa. So obviously, this Israelis, does not get Sreifa. Okay, so obviously it's Chanuk. Zakti Ma'abishlam, Rabbi Yenison, Kidu Mufash, Rabbi Taima. Rabbi just explained the reason why Rabbi Yenison, how you know you get Chanuk. You get Chanuk. El Rabbi Shia, Mai de Ika, Chanuk Ba'ilam, Mechtes Bechal, there's such a thing as Chanuk. Emosayev. Maybe there's only three. Who says there's four Mises? So the Ma'am Rava, Abba Mises Gamak Milu. That they have from Messiah, that you get four Mises. Because we learned out for the Shemai and this, and we have to have that there's another Misa that you're still intact. We don't have any Misa that you're intact. We only have Sreifa. We know you don't get Sreifa.
Which means Chenik is not mentioned in the Torah clearly.
Right.
So therefore.
Oh, that wasn't the question.
But how do you know Chenik? Chenik is.
That wasn't the question.
He still needs the Gemara. That's what I'm trying to say. He still needs the.
No. Somewhat, yeah. But the Nakuda was there. How do you know there's a fourth one? Why are you making up a new Misa? Here we made up a new Misa. Yeah, you're saying good.
Rav is a new Torah, the separate Torah?
No. Rav is explaining Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi said that you get Chenek, so we asked the question, Bechlau, how you know there's a fourth Misa? So we said, Gamma Gemila. So the Gemara.
But the Rav is mashma that they knew that Chenek was one of the Misas.
Okay, so that's even better.
No, I know,
just
but
four, that's one.
Yeah, forget that. That's his question. So the Gemara, we said, my loyim neshi kala, he said that Rabbi Yeshia said because we give him the easiest one. Kamifigli beplukta Hashem and Abana, like we just said, they're arguing if Chenek is the easiest or not.